What is that? What is that? It's starting. I don't get it. I don't understand the hoopla around the Kentucky Derby. I never did. And there's so many people that I never would have thought excited about it, posting about it, getting ready for it. So I decided I'm going to call my buddy from the 670 The Score, our sister station, the sports station, and see if I can figure out what's going on. Let's get Shane on the phone.
Yo.
Shane from 670 The Score, the sports station. I have a question for you. It's Kentucky Derby based. Are you fluent in the Derby?
Yeah, fluent enough. I couldn't tell you like how to do an exact box or whatever, but I can talk about what
I'm not going to ask that.
Okay, good.
Perfect. So my question is, what's the big deal right now with the Kentucky Derby in the sense that I have seen people that have never talked about a horse, never thought about a horse, never been around a horse, never rode a horse, never bet on a horse. All of a sudden, the Kentucky Derby is the big. Is it the hats? What do you think the phenomenon of the Kentucky Derby is? I'm just trying to figure it out.
It's like the best horses in the world running at one single race, right? And it's like it's the most exciting 2.5 minutes, 3 minutes in sports. It's like it's just fun to bet on that if you're not like a gambler where you can like do a NBA parlay and know what you're doing. You could just pick a horse.
So it's the betting aspect then.
Yeah, for sure. It's all gambling. Like everything is, dude. It's all gambling.
It seems like it's either gambling or the outfits.
Yeah, it's like the outfit that the horse wears or that the little jockey wears.
The outfit? The horse wears outfits?
Oh, they have their little. They've got their blinders on, and then the blinders match whatever bib with their number on.
I meant the outfits that the people that seem to be excited once a year about horses put on in their hats,
like the spectators.
Yeah, spectators. Yeah, I guess that's what you would call them.
I think that's probably part of it. Like it's like a 5-day thing. So people go out there on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and stuff on Sunday to where they're thrown on different dresses, different hats every single day.
It boggles the mind that there's people that never thought about a horse their whole life, and then all of a sudden they're, Kentucky Derby! Okay.
It's fun, man.
Would you call horse racing a sport or a game?
It's a sport. Dude, those horses are incredible.
They're athletes?
Absolutely.
All right, how much money are you putting down?
About $5, Scotty, I'd say.
Oh, God, that's too rich for my blood, man.
I got to pay rent.
I guess I got to go buy a big hat. If Shane says it's a big deal, I got to be in. All right, well, Kentucky Derby is this weekend, I guess. Thank you, Shane.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90+ days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.